Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
I can't remember a time my mother wasn't memorizing scripture. It used to drive me up a wall. At the time, I didn't value it, I confess. I was a kid growing up. I wanted to play ball. I wanted to be with my buddies. And my mother wanted to share with me her thoughts from Ezekiel or wherever she happened to have been at the time. And I didn't see much value in it. But as I look back, I remember how deeply entrenched my mother was in the scriptures and how she had prayed for me and saw through my childhood, childish and teenage stuff. She kept an eye on the things of God on my behalf. She would claim verses for me. I didn't know what that meant. I now know what it means. That from childhood, I've known a mother who loved the sacred scriptures, which were able to give wisdom to some. I'm saved because of my mother. She shared with me the good news of Jesus. She was there when I was born again. I have mentors that I can recall in my teenage years, Sunday school teachers who looked past a lot of the nonsense in my life, who saw a few pieces of jewelry in the midst of the garbage and the stuff. I had mentors in high school. I had a man in my days in the Marine Corps who saved my life spiritually. As he took me under his wing, and for 16 months, we learned the scriptures together, and I did street witnessing, and we did evangelism, and we did Bible studies together, and all the time, the same bunch of guys I was with were going down a tube morally. I was going up spiritually, not because of me, but because of a mentor. How grateful I am for that, so that I look back on those 16 months, not with shame, but with gratitude. Turned my whole life around. I got to Dallas Seminary and I met men who knew Jesus and had walked with him, it seemed like forever. And I'd never been around men so godly and good. They weren't perfect, but they were good men. And they built into my life. And Paul says to Timothy, continue in the things you learned and became convinced of. Be convinced of the longstanding truths that you've been taught. It'll help you when all hell breaks loose in your life. It'll help you when the next 9/11 hits closer to home. It'll help you when the flood takes your place. It'll help you when you get the report from the doctor and your eyes fill with tears. This will help you. This will hold you close to Him. This will deepen you. Faith becomes refracted through the personal experience you've had with those people in your life that meant something to you. Can I ask you on occasion to just write them a letter of thanks? Just every once in a while, if you can locate them, pick up a phone and say, I want to tell you how much you meant to me back and name the things that they taught you. I still say to my mentors from Dallas Seminary, you'll never know what you meant to me. Every once in a while, I get stumped in the scriptures and I want to pick up the phone and call Ray Steadman. A man I did an internship with, and he's dead now. I miss Ray. But because of that relationship with Ray, I'm more discriminate. My discernment is keener. It was Calvin who wrote, "Nothing is more inconsistent with the nature of faith than light, uncertain evidence, which allows us to embrace everything indiscriminately." It's a great statement.
Was there someone who mentored you? Perhaps it was a teacher or a youth leader. It's never too late to let them know how much they meant to you. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. That's LIFETRAC. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, How Should the Church React?, was copyrighted in 2008 and this Life Track sound recording was copyrighted in 2013 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.